Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Pivot of Change podcast. I'm so happy that you're listening today to this new episode, and where I really want to dive deep into this week is embodiment. And the concept of embodiment is something that is really, really important in my life. And it has helped me to create these major shifts in my life and to really bring things into the physical. So the things I desire, the things I want, and we all have all these ideas of things we want to create. But then the question always is, how do we actually bring this into the physical, bring this into reality? And this is a subject that is actually quite complex. So today I'm just going to dive deep into a very important element of it, which is embodiment. And I think this is also something that's a lot of times kind of forgotten as well, or kind of left behind when we speak about manifestation, or we have so many people now talking about the law of attraction, how we manifest things, and visualization. And of course, all these tools and these practices and also these different teachings have its place. But what I always focus upon when it comes to creating, so actually creating things into the physical, is embodiment. So I will explain a little bit more about that today, of course. And the way I see it as well is, we all have thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And what embodiment actually is, it's how we ground these thoughts, feelings, and behaviors into our bodily interactions with the environment. So who are we being? What are we doing? Right? And a lot of you who've already maybe dove a little bit deeper into teachings of the law of attraction, what you hear quite often as well is, you attract what you are. Right? And a lot of times we hear also, our thoughts create a reality, and this can kind of be a little bit complex, and a lot of times people don't really grasp this teaching and what it really implements and what it really is. And I feel like embodiment, that concept, can make it a little bit easier, because it's not just about thinking positive thoughts that will completely change your reality. It can be a great start, but that is seeing things a little bit too simple. So what is really important is that we, when we think and when we feel a certain way, and we can do this through certain practices within meditation, or by just becoming really aware of what we think and what we feel during the day, right? And what is then really important is to embody this. To completely embody this, right? And in order to be completely embodied, we have to be grounded. And we have to be really connected to this physical realm and be connected to our body and to feel at home in our body. So the subjects I kind of want to dive a little bit deeper in today are movement, yes, feeling at home in your body, and finally, embodying your future self. Because if you want to step in to something, if you want to do something, we've got to embody it completely. And that is so important. But first, I really want to get into movement and connecting to your body. Because I feel like this is something that's left behind a lot. Myself, I am an athlete as well. So I'm really into movement, into training. And it's something that's really helped me to feel more grounded and to feel more in touch with actually my thoughts and my feelings. And it has actually helped me and created so much more awareness. And also to know that our bodies are so beautiful, and our bodies have its own intelligence, right? Our bodies are so complex and so beautifully designed for us. And when it comes to spirituality and creating, a lot of times, different teaching, it almost seems like We see the physical and we see our bodies as something that limits us. Well, actually, it's the opposite. It's our vessel, it's our channel. We can create things through. And it's a way we can experience life in its most physical form, which is something beautiful, right? But I think over the course of human history, what's really happened is that we disconnected from our bodies and we also disconnected from Mother Earth, right? So it's also what's really important is what relationship do we have towards our bodies? And a great way to improve that is movement. Yes, movement. And I'm not going to recommend a specific movement practice because I believe that we're all unique and we're all unique expressions and just as well as our bodies. So every single body wants to be expressed in a very different way. So for me, I love CrossFit. And what I now also do really often is yoga. And these are movement practices that, you know, that allow me to be completely in touch with my body, with the way I'm feeling. And it also helps me become aware of my thoughts and what things and what thoughts are also limiting me. And it helps me to become really aware of that. And I also really love to dance. So these are the ways that my body now loves to express itself. So I always recommend everyone to find a movement practice you love and like doing, and do it often. Our bodies are created to move, right? And we're now in this like sitting society that we sit all the time. This is not healthy. And when it comes to embodiment, I take it more literally than maybe other teachers, because what I say is, yes, embodiment also means movement. It means it's all about the physical, right? And we're not here, we're not just bodies, right? We're so much more. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. But what I always emphasize is that we are having this spiritual, also this physical experience for a reason, right? We are here in this life, in this body for a reason. So that's why it's so important for us to connect to it and connect so deeply to it. And in other episodes, I will also go a little bit more deep into how to really connect with our heart, the essence of our being. But in this episode, I want to go into our entire body. And it's all about for us to be here present in our bodies. You know, we also live in a society when we can live in our heads all the time, right? And I've noticed it myself as well. I'm also becoming aware of that pattern that I can have it too, is that we can get so caught up in thinking. We can completely trap ourselves with our own thoughts, right? And prevent ourselves from taking action. And we can overthink every single thing. And what actually happens is that we become stuck, right? We become stuck in life. But no one is actually holding us back. Nothing actually is physically holding us back. We ourselves are holding us back by our own thinking. And it's not that it are the thoughts itself that trap us. We allow ourselves to be trapped by our thoughts. That's why I love practices like meditation, because we then become more aware of our own thoughts and become aware of our thinking. And when we become more aware of our thinking, we also become aware of the observer mind, right? And being the observer so that we don't have to engage in our thoughts, right? We don't have to engage with our negative thoughts and actually add more momentum to that. We can just stand and stay where we are, right? And I think that's so beautiful to create that ability that's all within us, all naturally. You know, we just have to recondition ourselves into actually becoming more aware of our thinking instead of becoming trapped in our own thinking, right? And becoming really entangled in our own thoughts. So we can then start to live in our heads so much, right? And create all these problems, all these worries. And then it's all about getting back into the body, getting back to your heart, and really coming back to the body and being present. And what I love about being embodied, so for me, being embodied is being here now. It's being here now in your body, being here in the present moment, in this experience, and completely feeling it and experiencing it through your physical senses. Right? And embodiment also means to me embodying ourselves, embodying spirit, right? Being these spiritual beings in our bodies. And that's when we are most powerful, because then we are here present in this moment. And this is the moment where we actually create in. And this is the real deal, right? We have all these practices like visualization, meditation, and they can help us so much. But where it actually comes down to is what we do throughout our day in the here and now. Right? How do you act? What do you do? Who are you being? Because you attract what you are. Right? And it's connected to your thoughts and your feelings. But in the end of the day, what's really powerful, and I mentioned this so many times before in other episodes, it's all about action, right? And we can practice this through movement. We can practice the habit of getting back into our bodies and enjoying being in our bodies, because to some of us, being in our bodies wasn't a safe experiencing, a safe experience, or we've been conditioned into feeling really insecure about our bodies, or not safe or uncomfortable, right? And it's all about reconditioning yourself, and this we can do so well through movement. Nothing, no practice will help you as fast to feel embodied than movement, right? But what is really important in this, and this is also more the spiritual aspect of it, that we embody our spirit, we embody our true authentic self, is that we actually love and enjoy doing it. So we actually choose a movement practice that actually lights us up. And what's even more amazing, that it connects us to other people, or it creates this deeper connection within ourselves, right? Whatever is needed for you in this moment and during this time. And this can also change over the years. So what I always recommend is experiment. Play with it. And you can maybe think back, oh, what did I really like doing as a kid? And just write it down. Just make this list of things you enjoyed doing as a kid. And for me, it was dancing. And then I realized, okay, I started doing these other movement practices, but I stopped dancing. So now, in the middle of my day, what I usually do, I just dance. Or sometimes when I feel like, oh, I just want to dance right now, and I just put on a song, and then I just dance, you know. And this is for me a way to get back into my body, right? To get back into the here and now and be present in this moment, and to enjoy myself as well, to get back into this flow state. And for everyone, it's different. And when I say enjoying, I don't mean, like, because this is also with movement practice. With a lot of movement practice, there's a lot of discipline that comes involved, or that we really have to kind of push through the resistance, or we really have to release, right? And we have to surrender and let go to our bodies. So it's to enjoy, I don't mean it's going to be easy, you know, because when we enjoy doing something, it doesn't mean it's easy. But what I do mean, it makes us feel, for me, movement can make me feel more empowered. It can make me feel more free. It can make me feel limitless. So when you do a movement practice, just ask yourself, how does it make me feel energetically? This can help a lot. Because Physically, of course, movement practices, especially challenging ones, can feel highly uncomfortable, sometimes even painful. You know, and not painful to the extent you're actually hurting yourself, but painful to you're going through so much growth in that moment that it feels painful. But how does it feel on an energetic level? At the same time, when you're going through kind of this struggle or you really have to push yourself, physically it can feel really uncomfortable. But on an energetic and spiritual level, you can feel so empowered, so good about yourself. So it's really, how does it make you feel? And also, how do you feel after doing it? And the same is with nutrition as well. Just want to slip it in. After you've eaten something, just ask yourself, how does this make me feel? After you've done a movement practice, ask yourself, how did this movement practice make me feel right now? And how did I feel during it? And during those questions, you can figure out if it's really something for you. Right? And again, we all express our bodies differently. For example, me, I love weightlifting, doing really powerful, explosive movements. I love it, right? It lights me up. It makes me feel empowered. And it just gives me this feeling of freedom, and I love it. And other people might hate it. And I'm not going to tell those people to do it, right? And it can also, what I also really enjoy doing is going for runs in nature. And there's so many possibilities when it comes to movement. And we now have the internet, we can search so many different practices, but what I always recommend most is finding a good teacher and finding a community that supports you, because when you have a good teacher and a community that supports you, the chance that you actually keep it up for longer periods of time is so much higher, and the chances that you stay more committed so much higher, that you get more results and learn faster so much higher. But if you're just exploring and experimenting, as I mentioned in a moment, just look up some YouTube videos, right? Try out some different things. Try out some new things and say, I really like this. And then, okay, maybe I'm going to take a class. Just a trial lesson. I'm just going to see if it's something for me. You know, have fun with it. Yes, have fun in your body, right? We can have fun in our bodies. So, and yeah, it's all about feeling at home in our body, right? And like I mentioned before, sometimes we've also experienced different traumas and all these things that prevent us from feeling home in our bodies. And yes, then it's so important to resolve that. And that's why I also do the work that I do. I help people resolve these issues. And there's so many more practitioners out there like me, doing their own thing, of course, but something similar. And so we can feel more safe in our bodies. And it's all about feeling safe and feeling at home. Because for me, my body is my home. That's what it is. My body is my home. And what I always love about the feeling of home, so not just the house, but the feeling of what home is. It's belonging. Right? This is this feeling of, oh, I belong here. And I want everyone to feel that in their body. I belong in this body. You know, this is my home. And I feel safe in my body. And I can express myself fully through this beautiful body. And that feeling is so powerful. And yeah, so what can also really help you feeling more at home in your body is the way you talk to yourself. And this is really a big thing. We've been programmed and conditioned by media and so many things that we always have to fix something about ourselves, look a certain way, be a certain way. What I say, throw it out of the fucking window, right? Reprogram yourself into who you truly want to be. you know? And you can make a list. What is it that I really desire? What is it that I desire? What is it that I truly want? And make just a giant list of it. And forget about other people. Forget about society. Forget about the media. And about the image they put on you. Because that prevents you from feeling at home in your body. Because then it's like, oh, I need to be something different. I need to look different. No, you don't. No, you don't. You belong in your body. It's your home. And it's also realizing about maybe I haven't been taken very good care of my home. Right? And changing that and being gentle to yourself. You know, eating healthier foods and, you know, moving regularly. Taking good care of your body and taking good care of yourself with love. And it's also giving yourself the rest that you need. Or sometimes it's just, it can also be taking this very long bath, right? And just enjoying it and just being one with your body. And just feel into your body. And during the day, what can really help as well is to remind yourself. You know, every morning when you wake up, every night before you go to sleep, and before every meal, to just remind yourself, oh, I'm here in this body. And how am I really feeling? Right? What sensations am I feeling in my body? And connect to that throughout the day. Okay. So that's about it for... I'm going to leave it here for the feeling at home in your body. And I really want to now go into how to embody your future self. Right? I already went into this a little bit at the beginning of the episode. But what I really want to dive deep into is being. And this is the entire episode. It's all about being in your body. Okay. Why is this so important? Why is it so important when it comes to creating? You attract what you are. Right? Remember this. You attract what you are. You attract what you are being in this moment. And this can be what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're saying, what you're doing. All of it together. Right? And what I also said is to make a giant list of what you want, what you desire. Yes. So after you've made that very big giant list, just go at it. Everything that comes up, just write it down. And then afterwards, you can ask yourself, how can I embody this more in my life right now? Right now. Because when we think about the future, we can see it as this thing far ahead. You know, this far ahead, we don't know exactly what it is. It might happen, it might not happen. And you know, sometimes it can create this state of powerlessness, right? Like we have no role in it whatsoever. It's kind of has to happen to us. No. Creations happen through us. Right? And also through our body, through this vessel, through this expression. And again, we can use meditation, right, to connect to the feeling of it. You know, the feeling of who we want to be and envision it for ourselves, which is amazing. And after you've done it, then it's time to put it to practice. So, for example, your future self is really confident. And you want to embody that. So then you can ask yourself, in what ways in my life am I not being confident? Right? And then you can also ask, and just envision someone who is really confident. Right? Or envision yourself, that's even better. Who is really confident? What does she do differently? And maybe it's something, really something physical, so it's about embodiment. The way you walk. It's the way you talk. Right? It's maybe standing up for yourself, speaking up. and write all these things down that you can do differently and remind yourself of it and start acting more in that way and start being this future self. Right? And for example, some of you may want to be more successful. Right? Same thing. You know, envision yourself being successful. How do you then act? What do you do differently than what you're doing right now? And again, write it down. And if you find it difficult, you can just find example of people that embody success for you. And success isn't just financial status and fame and all of that shit. Success can be someone in your direct environment that, for example, you know, every time you see that person, they just look happy, confident. They, for as far as you know, they, you know, you never know really what's happening behind the surface, behind the veil. But they're having good quality relationships. And what do you admire about this person? So what you can also do when you find it difficult to envision yourself, create a list of a few people you admire, right? That you not necessarily look up to, but they inspire you. They inspire you and they have these qualities that you would like to have. So write down the qualities they have that you would like to embody. You know, and then you can also say, in what ways do they embody these things? Is it the way they speak? What are some of the habits they have? What do they do? Really dive deep into that person, right? And then ask yourself again, how can I embody this in my own life, right? And if you find someone who's really inspiring to you, you can also maybe listen to some interviews of them, or if they're a writer, read some of their books, you know, and learn more about them. And this can also help you. And really focus on, you know, what they do. But in the end, where it all comes down to, and I do want to say this as well, is that we're all different. So what works exactly for one person might not work for you. So don't try to mimic someone, right? We're all unique. We have unique lives, unique experiences. We're all beautiful, authentic beings, right? I love you guys all. We are. But we can use other people as a mirror and as an inspiration, right? And so what is also really important when it comes to embodying your future self is to trust and believe in yourself. A lot of us, we don't trust and believe that we create our own reality. We might on a conscious level say that to ourselves, but do you really believe that? Do you embody that belief? And embodying that belief is being that, doing the things, you know, in a way where you truly believe in yourself, you believe in what you do, and you trust yourself that you can create this life. And yes, a lot of things are also beyond ourselves, so that's why we also need to learn to let go and surrender, which is in all other episodes, it's an episode of its own, which will be coming as well, definitely. But I'm still really in the practicing of it. But when I feel like I fully embodied that, I will teach more about it. And that's what it is, right? In the beginning, when something is new to us, or we haven't really practiced it before, we're more beginner at it. So in the beginning, we don't fully embody something. But it doesn't mean we cannot embody it in the future. And right now is the moment for change. Right now is the moment that you can do something differently. And what I think is also really powerful, and this is the last thing I'm going to share for this episode, is connecting to your future self. And you can do this in meditation. So to actually ask, you can ask yourself to connect with your future self. I do also believe you have guided meditations for it as well. I think I once done the one of Teal Swan. I think she also has a really nice meditation on it as well, on how to connect, where you connect with your future self. But there's also one other powerful way, and it's writing a letter to yourself from the perspective of your future self. And I also got this from Teal, by the way, from one of her books about self-love, and where she kind of shared a practice of writing a love letter to yourself from the perspective of your future self, or that's what I made of it, I'm not sure anymore, and about all the things you would want to hear right now. What is the advice you need? And everything. So, just to write a letter from the perspective of your future self to yourself now. And you can do this also after writing down the big list of all the things you've desired. And yeah. And what's the weird thing? I have multiple of these letters. I wrote several over the years. And what I also have is I put them in one of my notebooks. And sometimes on just really random moments, or they aren't really random, it's actually pretty divine timing, and then those letters just fall out, right? Just at the perfect moment, it just falls out when I need to hear that advice. So it's definitely in moments of doubt, and we all have those moments, right? We can kind of get caught up in this fear. It's always good to have something you can read or something you can look to feel inspired again and to regain that trust and belief in yourself. Because the most important thing about creating your own reality, or however you want to call it, is having that trust and belief in yourself, right? You are the creatrix. You are the creator. And you are powerful. And you're here in your body for a reason. Right? So love it. Love yourself. Treat it well. And enjoy it. Enjoy the beautiful pleasures of your body at the same time. And I just want to thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or this episode has inspired you in some way, always feel free to reach out to me. You can contact me on Facebook, just Sanna Hart or Sanna Ham. You can find me, or on Instagram at Sanna Hart as well, or my website sannahart.com. And also, if you're really enjoying these podcasts, don't forget to join my new Facebook group, the 5 Bit of Change Facebook group. It's really fun. I also post clips of the episodes, and will tell you when they're released. And at the same time, it's also a cool community where we can share like fun stuff on Funny Fridays, and you can share inspiring content, and just it's an awesome group of like-minded people. So feel free to join. So if you're interested, just go ahead to Facebook and type in the Pivot of Change and you'll find the group. And again, thank you so much for listening, and I'm sending you so much love, and I'm wishing you an amazing week. Bye-bye.